piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. You've told me about this, but I don't think we've ever mentioned it to the audience. You were in the Pillsbury Bake Offs,
were
you not?
Yes, I was, back in 1959. Yeah. At the time, I had entered a recipe. They had a junior category.
Oh, yeah.
They had a senior category. They had a brides category. You had to be married less than a year in that category.
Oh,
and then they had a junior category. There were 80 in the regular senior category, and then 10 in the brides, and then 10 in the junior category. I was 18 years old when I submitted the recipe. It's called apricoquettes.
Apricoquettes.
And what they were was a bar cookie based on the classic oatmeal date cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what I did was I took out the oatmeal, and I put in walnuts and coconut. And I decided instead of dates, what I really loved was apricots. And I felt that apricots would go very well with the coconut and the walnuts. And if there was any brown sugar in the pastry part of the recipe, I took that out and put in regular granulated sugar. I made these bar cookies. You make this basic recipe with flour and butter and salt and baking soda. I mixed in the chopped coconut and the chopped walnuts, and then I would press half of that mixture in a 13x9 pan. And then I made an apricot filling where I cooked a pound of dried apricots in water.
Uh-huh.
And then when they were really tender and most of the water was absorbed, I would drain off any excess liquid and save that as a syrup mm-hmm. to add later. And then I would add sugar to it, and that would be my filling. And
okay.
then I would sprinkle the remaining topping on top, crumple it over, and press it down in general, and bake it and cut it into little squares. Those were apricoquettes. Imagine my surprise when the bake-off book was published a few months after the bake-off. There's a gorgeous photo of my apricot bars, except they turned it into dessert bars. Instead of making 3 to 4 dozen little cookies,
yeah.
they make 1 dozen dessert bars. Even the little cookies, I felt, needed a squiggle of whipped cream on them.
Yeah.
And these, they serve with a bowl of whipped cream. Anyway, this recipe won me $1,000, which was the second prize in the junior division. At that time, John, in 1959, that was enough to put in a down payment of a home.
Yeah, right.
And so I loaned it to my parents to put a down payment on our very first home. They reimbursed me shortly after. And it was absolutely a thrill to be at the bake-off. I got to meet Irene Dunn, who was the guest of honor. I got to meet Art Linkletter. I got to meet Clementine Paddleford, who was a classic food writer of that
yes,
time.
Yes, yes.
She insisted on the recipe. She says, I need to have your recipe. And this was right while I was in the process of making things. I said, well, you'll have to talk to Pillsbury about that because I have no control. We had to bake our things twice, once as part of a big display the next day, and one for the judges who were sequestered away somewhere, which we never learned. The next day at the awards luncheon, it turned out that at the table I was seated at was 6 winners, and our host was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, he wasn't a politician in those
No,
days.
He wasn't. He was 48 years old, thoroughly charming, very engaging, in charge of the conversation during the entire luncheon. It was thrilling to be there with him. I treasure that memory. Well, the whole experience, John, of being at the Bake Off, everything has changed today. Flour was the only category. Pillsbury's best flour. I don't think they had unbleached flour then. Everything was always bleached. And today, the bake-off is so totally different. You don't even have to bake anything. You can open a can of Old El Paso something, and you can make salads and that sort of thing. And you have Pillsbury's ready-made cookie dough and ready-made pie crust and biscuits and all of that stuff. But the olden days, when I was young, everything was from scratch.
Yeah.
And it was really quite thrilling. It was the 10th Pillsbury Bake Off. If any of you listeners out there have a copy of the Pillsbury Bake Off cookbook from the 10th Bake Off, you will find me in there. And the recipe, apricot dessert bars, will be posted on mtpr.org.
Beautiful picture of you. You're such a handsome young man, I must say.
with a lot of hair.
And it was dark colored.
Yes, it was.
Well, with that, we invite you to come back next week for
The Food Guys. Breakfast.